I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, March 17. Coming up, Island Traffic Authority clamping down on vehicles with illegal lights, Greentown Corridor in Trelawney being upgraded, and 50 police youth clubs established in schools since last year. The news in detail after this message.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in St. James and surrounding areas can visit the Montego Bay tax office on March 20 and 21 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations, or see the press for details.
Now the news. The Island Traffic Authority ITA will be intensifying action against drivers operating vehicles with illegal lights. ITA Director Ludlow Powell says although the Road Traffic Act is clear on the matter, vehicles are still being observed with multicolored and flashing lights.
The Road Traffic Act is very clear. Only emergency vehicles are supposed to have flashing lights on them. And you see flashing lights on just about every vehicle, in the headlamps everywhere. You're seeing blue lights, all kind of lights on motor vehicles that are clearly illegal, contrary to what the specifications are in the Road Traffic Act. We will be going after illegal lights on motor vehicles.
Mr. Powell was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. He adds that motorists with illegal lights on their vehicles will be asked to have the matter rectified prior to the issuance of a certificate of fitness. The Greentown Corridor in Trelawney is being upgraded through a $10 million road improvement project by the National Works Agency, the NWA. Community Relations Officer at the NWA's Western Region, Daniel Ricketts, says the project involves the complete rehabilitation of approximately 3,500 square meters of roadway. The project is being executed by local contractor MAE Construction.
The project involves significant drainage improvement as well as the reshaping and overlay of the road surface. This project is expected to be completing within another 2 months. And we are now in the preliminary stages in terms of bushing and drain cleaning. And from there, we will proceed with the reshaping and asphalting of the roadway.
Motorists are being advised to obey the posted warning signs and instructions of flag persons. The Greentown Corridor is a main link to the neighboring parish of Manchester through the community of Pike. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says the ministry is increasing the use of non-court initiatives, including mediation and restorative justice practices, to promote peaceful solutions to disputes in schools and the wider community. Mrs. Palmer says at the school level, principals, deans of discipline, guidance counselors, and other facilitators are being trained to resolve disputes between students, as well as incidents involving teachers and students.
The approach that we're taking to reform the justice system is to pull one of the most significant resources at our disposal in communities to reshape justice. Our justices of the peace are in the communities. They know the citizens of their community, and it is our thinking that they understand what is going on, and as such, they are potential change agents for the community.
Mrs. Palmer adds that justices of the peace across the island are receiving training to better equip them to serve as first responders in settling disputes before these incidents require the intervention of the police. And Director of Safety and Security in Schools, Assistant Superintendent of Police Coleridge Minto, says the Community Safety and Security branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has introduced 50 police youth clubs in schools since September 2016. Mr. Minto says the ministry has introduced a special mentorship program in 40 schools to support students and has strengthened the capacity of deans of discipline across the island as they deal with violence.
We're promoting and expanding uniform groups in schools, and it is strongly recommended, especially for our female students, to be part of these groups, such as Girls Guide, Girls Brigade, and other groups.
Assistant Superintendent Minto, who represented Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, was speaking at a recently held church service in Kingston to commemorate International Women's Day. He adds that the ministry is working to remove any and all forms of violence from schools with the aim of engendering a child-friendly environment. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.